This week is National Public Health Week. Marshall County Public Health Director Sydney Gruel talks about some of the things her department focuses on and educates the public on throughout the year.
We do disease investigations, as we saw a little bit during COVID, as well as last fall during the Legionella outbreak. We also do some other disease investigations that you may not know about, like E. coli, salmonella, things like that, that if you happen to contract one of those diseases in Marshall County, if you live in Marshall County, you'll be contacted by us.
Her department also teams up with Marshall County Emergency Management to give some presentations about emergency preparedness tactics.
We also provide immunizations for those who are eligible through our Vaccines for Children program, as well as our Vaccines for Adults.
Gruel says almost every county across the state has a public health department, but each department is a bit different.
We may offer the same things, and we may offer something completely different. All of us different sizes, but all there to help keep the public in our county safe.
Gruel encourages people to follow her department's Facebook page as she's posting information about different diseases and health issues that are common in our community. The Marshalltown Central Business District is holding the third annual Rev Up Downtown event on Wednesday, May 27th. Executive Director Danielle Leakin says that in previous years they partnered with the Marshalltown Speedway, but this year they're trying something new,
which will be at Grandma Grove at 11. This year we are just inviting anybody who has something cool to, you know, if it goes broom, bring it down and hang out with us.
This event will be the first event on the new event block just north of the county courthouse. Leakin goes on to describe the event block.
We have a place for the MCBD band shell, which has just been revitalized, and there's, you know, they've built it so that there's room for food trucks. There's going to be cool lighting across the street. The way that it's all been designed has been designed to be utilized for events.
There will be a band playing that Wednesday in the band shell with food trucks surrounding it. Leakin says last year someone donated some cornhole games.
And we brought those out, and people played with them all night long. And so we will probably bring those back out because people really enjoyed that.
Follow the Marshalltown Central Business District social media pages for more updates and announcements about all their events this summer. Every April, we celebrate Earth Day, which is coming up on April 22nd. And the Marshall County Conservation has two programs planned for that day. Naturalist Emma Bruck first talks about their brown bag program,
which will be at Grandma Grove at 11:30. We are going to be going on a wildflower walk, checking out the spring ephemerals, which are just those short-lasting flowers before the trees bloom. Grandma Grove has some of the best spring ephemerals in Marshall County. They're wonderful.
Brooke then talks about their evening activity for Earth Day.
We have a family-based walk. It's an Earth Day walk based out of the Grimes Farm. We'll be meeting at the shelter house at 6, and we'll be hiking the trails and checking out all the things, and I've always got a backpack of fun stuff. We'll pull out some furs and skulls and who knows what else I decide to bring along, and we'll just be enjoying Earth Day all together.
People can find all the activities the Marshall County Conservation is putting on this summer by heading to the county website, marshallcountyia.gov. The first of the wild turkey seasons opens today with the youth hunt. Iowa DNR is projecting good numbers this year with 50 to 52,000 licenses issued. The DNR is also projecting another good season for hunters, as hunters have harvested turkeys from all 99 counties in the last few years. The youth-only wild turkey season for residents age 15 and younger will start today and runs through April 12th. Season 1 is April 13th to the 16th. Season 2 is April 17th to the 21st. Season 3 is April 22nd to the 28th. And Season 4 will be April 29th through May 17th. The resident archery-only season is April 13th to May 17th. Coming up, we're going to continue to talk a little Department of Natural Resources, as the Iowa Natural Resource Commission gave the final approval this week to increase the fees for hunting and fishing license. It's 7:10.
Prom night is almost here, and your ride should shine just as much as you do. This Saturday, Supershine Car Wash is supplying BCLUW and GMG prom goers with a free touchless car wash. Just swing by Supershine's Northside location on North 3rd Avenue between 9 and noon tomorrow. One rule, the prom goer must be in the car and show a student ID. look your best, and arrive in a spotless ride. Have a safe and fun prom from Super Shine Car Wash.
It's Kyle Martin in the Mornings, brought to you by McCall Monument, a family business all about your family.
And welcome back. Coming up with our Ask the Newsmakers, we have Mayor Mike Lottiehoff in studio, and we are going to play Fact or Crap with Zach. Back to the newsroom, here is Zach Tomish.
The Iowa Natural Resource Commission gave final approval Thursday to an increase in fees for hunting and fishing license. DNR Fisheries Chief Joe Larsheed says the change is a modest increase.
No fee has been raised more than 5%, which is the maximum allowed by law.
The hunting and fishing license fees have not been raised since 2019. The cost of an annual fishing and hunting license will each go up just $1. Larsheed says the public comment period started on March 4th.
Public hearing was held on March 24th. 2026. No one attended the public meeting in person, but 126 comments were received by phone and email mostly. 71% were supportive of the increase and 29% were opposed.
The move has been pushed by hunting and fishing groups for the past few years as fees go to the Fish and Wildlife Trust Fund, which is used by the DNR to fund its natural resource protection, management, resource, and enhancement activities. The increased fees will take effect June 17th. An Iowa-based company is being added to a prestigious list. Casey's General Store was added to the S&P 500 stock index on Thursday. The Ankeny-based convenience store chain is now the second Iowa company on the list, along with Principal Financial Group in Des Moines. The S&P 500 encompasses both the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ and makes up about 80% of the total U.S. equity market. It's considered one of the primary gauges of the American economy. Now the nation's third-largest convenience store chain with 50,000 employees, Casey's has some 2,900 stores across 19 states, with plans to add 80 more stores throughout this year. The Iowa legislature has passed a bill to ensure court officials and members of the Iowa House and Senate may carry a concealed gun to defend themselves anywhere in the state. It would also make it a felony to threaten judges and top officials in the Iowa Attorney General's office, as well as state lawmakers or their immediate families. The bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The bill would also make it a crime to dox court officials, Iowa legislators, or their immediate family members by publicly sharing a phone number or location in order to harass or threaten them.